Well, I was low as before I married, and I married, so I guess that's where you would
What's, how do you spell that first name?
Lois.
Lois.
Actually, it's Lois, but my mom and them didn't call me that, so
What do they call you?
call me Lois.
And your address?
Route 1 so-so.
And the name of this community?
So-so community. Does that name sound odd to you?
It is a little unusual.
My grandson joined the Air Corps, and they had them lined up one day getting their names and address, and they asked Tommy his name, and he said, "So-so Mississippi Route 1," and they said the man that was in charge said, "All right, now let's not have any smart remarks." He said, I'm in dead earnest." Says, "That's not a smart remark." Says, "That's where I'm from." And he said he had a time convincing the guy that he was from So-So, Mississippi.
You know where it got that name?
Well, there's been two or three different things told about it, but actually my grandfather Garner got the credit for naming it that. Said he and another man were talking about naming a little, it was just more or less just a post office then, and they were talking about naming it, and said, the other man said, well, said, they'd picked out a name. He said, well, that's just So-So, and said, Grandpapa says, that's a name, name it So-So, so it stuck.
Where,
I started to say that to start with, there wasn't but three or four families lived up there. And, of course, as time went on, they got to being more, and they built a church and a school, and, you know, just back then the town was incorporated, and then for a long time it wasn't. But here, the last, sometime this year, they have incorporated it again.
Were your family one of the first people here?
Well, yeah, I guess actually you could say so. My daddy homesteaded some land over about 2 miles from here. You know, back then, you could just move on a place and live there a while, and if you built a house there, then you could claim that land. And he had, 300 or 400 acres that he had homesteaded. And, of course, it was 16-section land. Back then, that didn't matter, but now, when you got 16-section land, you haven't got anything much.
What do you mean section?
Well, in this part of the country, they divide the land up into sections, and each section has 16 40-acre plots in it. And every 16th section was set aside for school purposes, and they let the people homestead it, but the taxes that they paid on it went for the schools. And now they're getting to where they won't let anybody cut any timber or anything on it. It's just, they can live there, and that's about